Hello, this is Antonio Ruiz, ActionSolutions.com. Welcome to the Designing the Digital City, Episode 1. The media world has significantly changed since the foundations of cable television rules were established. Funding for public access, education, and government channels were written into franchise rules when there was a scarcity of distribution channels for information to underserved communities and constituencies. Basically, back then, during the early start beginning, probably late 60s, early 70s, you or I could walk into a cable television studio on a first-come, first-served basis, record a program of any type, as long as it didn't, you know, libel someone, as long as there wasn't any nudity, although those rules were sometimes stretched. And we could record this message, and it could be then put up on the cable television public access channel for people to watch. Well, the explosion of traditional and non-traditional distribution channels today raises questions about that old paradigm and the need for antiquated views on media. From YouTube to Ustream to Facebook to MySpace, there is a crowd of alternate distribution systems. The heavy days, or the heady days, that is, of a limited number of cable and now Fios channels on Verizon, AT&T, for distribution of programming for a limited audience using capital-intensive studios, production facilities, and staff are gone. With a $100 flip video camera or a camera on my Mac and pre-installed software on my laptop, I can now reach the world. Why spend $200,000 to produce programming that will reach a limited audience with a limited message? So the bottom line question is simple. How does this focus on the old paradigm, being able to walk into a studio, record a show, put it up on a public access channel, watched by 5 people, how does that, focusing on that old paradigm, create economic, social, and community development impacts that builds an industry, creates jobs, provides maximum opportunities for all people, and most importantly, spurs new growth? Providing capital funds to the old paradigm does none of this. However, there is another strategy to create new opportunities. And the goals should be, one, train for the 21st century media world where $1,000 can buy you a studio, post-production resources, and a door to the world. Develop a new media industry that is based anywhere and inspires new visions, new jobs, and new future. 3, create a strategy that connects government, education, community business, and a proactive economic development and workforce development movement. 4, build a new media network utilizing current and future tools that allows for the city's residents, business, government, and education to communicate, share information and media resources, to interact on a level only now becoming possible because of the technology. Next, and most importantly, create a vision of a city that is light years ahead of other cities in building an infrastructure that is progressive, green, and places the power of new media in the hands of ordinary citizens. Establish a community-based new media production and trading consortium that expands beyond the traditional paradigm of public access to build a network of local distribution hubs that take advantage of 21st century technology and new media. Part of making this work is that this is not just, again, creating an avenue for ordinary citizens to have access to communications facilities. You could also create, in tandem with it, provide commercial production facilities, after-school training programs, have office space available for arts organizations, nonprofit production facilities, and classroom. You could literally create a media center where all of these elements come together and support each other. The Long Beach News and Information Collaborative offers a unique opportunity to serve and strengthen the creative community of Long Beach. The convergence of new media and the creative arts comes at a time when the city of Long Beach is experiencing dynamic growth and diversity of the creative community. This project forms the foundation for a new direction and a new priority for the creative community of Long Beach. I envision Long Beach Link as a training center, a creative production facility, a new industry incubator, and center for the creative community. Further, by centering key arts resources within a facility, the limited budgets of the various arts organizations can be shared, and the creative networks of the city can be dramatically strengthened without having to increase funding. So, what would this consortium do? It would provide a platform for the general public to access media tools, produce programming of socially beneficial nature. It would train the next generation of new media users by consolidating a number of existing community-based groups, as well as creating new opportunities for additional users. The center can become a hub of training and workforce development for the next generation of new media users. The facility can be an incubator for economic development for new industries and a new workforce. The arts and new media can have a synergistic relationship by the provision of the technologies of the 21st century. They will provide a new canvas on which artists can create and new tools with which to find expression. The marriage of traditional new media is the future of the arts. By incorporating these arts into one state-of-the-art center, we can ensure Long Beach a dynamic role in the next generation of the arts. This center could train adults in multimedia utilizing the resources of LBCC, Cal State Long Beach, or LBUSD Regional Opportunity Program, or any combination thereof. This would then be the platform for preparing community residents for production, whether through cable Verizon Fios, distribution channels, or new media. And the last part of this is the commercial production studio that could create an additional income revenue stream. The city of Long Beach generates the third highest number of permits for television and movie production in the United States. This vibrant economic engine has the potential to generate even greater opportunities for job training and new media industry development. As part of the Long Beach Media Center, we propose to develop and build a full feature production complex with pre- and post-production capabilities, in addition to providing professional services to members of the media center. The facilities would be made available to outside production companies and studios for rental. This model would serve as an important income generation mechanism for the center, allowing it to become fully self-sustaining. In the next episode, a plan to get there from here. This is Antonio Ruiz, ActionAndSolutions.com.